rise and shine. I got an update here on the conflict we all know and love. The death toll from last night's violation of the Christmas ceasefire is still rising. It currently stands at around 578, with the counterattack now well underway. I send this message of holiday cheer to all of you in range of my voice. Kill, kill.
Netanyahu's in a tizzy. His eyes are filled with hate. He said the problem with those Arabs is they won't recognize a Jewish state. He said those Palestinians just won't come around to accepting Jewish rule on their holy ground. He said the Arabs don't accept their new neighbors in the hood. Those ungrateful regimes don't respect us as they should. Well, I don't want to upset anyone or unduly take to task, but if a state wants recognition, it seems reasonable to ask. Where are your borders? Where are your borders? Where are your borders? Where are your borders? I heard him speaking to the Congress, getting his 29th standing O. He said, we need our security from those terrorists, don't you know? Well, if you want security, I wonder if you'd say it's true that the Palestinians should have security too. 'Cause if you want security, it seems only fair that you should also grant it to the people over there. And maybe you could answer, though the question is a sin, just where your country ends and your neighbor's lands begin.
Where are your borders? Where are your borders? Where are your borders? Where are your borders?
In the Middle East? Or actually, he said the only viable one at least. The PA isn't viable, because they didn't vote Abbas. They voted for those terrorists that they call Hamas. So we can't recognize them, though we wish they would agree that we stole their land quite fairly here by the Mediterranean Sea. We stole it fair and square. We stole it just like you. If you don't like it, you're an anti-Semite, whether you're a Muslim or a Jew. Okay, right. But tell me,
where are your borders? 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 Where are your borders?
Israeli Defense Forces are prepared for a significant expansion of the operation.
It's the military and the monetary. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They turn our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They're turning parts of the planet into a cemetery.
Where the F-16s just fired a car which belonged to a group of journalists, and one of them was killed and a few others were injured.
You see, Americans no longer work to keep their arms safe. Just to keep the arms making jobs going and the arms making workplace. And then they pretend they've been picked by some sort of political reflex, and they're starting to pay dues to the military-industrial complex. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. Time to work for peace.
They're just having nowhere to run. There is nowhere to escape. It's like exactly fishing. It's like exactly shooting a barrel full of fish and in a closed zone. This is what's happening in the Gaza Strip. Most of the casualties here are from the civilians, beginning from Hanin Tafish, an 11-month baby child, to an old lady who is 82 who was killed yesterday by an Israeli missile.
The military and the monetary, they use the media as intermediaries. They are turning our brothers and sisters into navigators. They are turning all of us into spectators. From NATO to Sarajevo to Pyongyang to the Whitewater Gang. The military and the monetary.
The fear of attack from the air by day or night is something families on both sides of the border share, and something else. No one has any idea if and when this hell will finally be over.
The military and the monetary from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary had us all scrambling for our dictionaries because we couldn't understand the vocabulary. The military and the monetary, they pounded the Ayatollah relentlessly, bombed Libya and killed Gaddafi's son hideously, turned our back on our allies, the Panamanians, and watched Ali North sell guns to the Iranians while Gorbachev kicked ass with the Lithuanians. We better warn the Amish, they may bomb the Pennsylvanians. The military and the monetary, they bring us lies all over the subsidiaries. They are bringing us more stories to tell. More stories to tell are they necessary, the military and the monetary, turning brothers and sisters into mercenaries, turning parts of the planet to a cemetery. Time to work for peace, y'all.
There are over 550 million firearms in worldwide circulation. That's one firearm for every 12 people on the planet. The only question is, how do we arm the other 11?
Think in the mind of the enemy, the fear to attack.
Angry Bob coming at you loud and clear on WAR radio, somewhere on your dial, and I'm gonna wake you up. We got some good news this morning from Fair Isle Electronics. The Defense Department has just given them the go-ahead to mass-produce the new Mark 13 Cyborg. And as a result, 800 wonderful new jobs are to be created on the main assembly line. So get your unemployed asses on down to Fair Isle Electronics and get yourselves a job, huh?
I'm so panicked about the fiscal cliff coming. Bit more than anything, has it come yet?
The fiscal cliff. Are we going over the fiscal cliff?
And where did this fiscal cliff thing come from? Really,
Hold on, I got you. You're gonna be all right. You're not gonna die. Don't you lose it, kid. It's up.
I'm bleeding.
You can do it, sir.
Hold her, Gabe, hold her. Gabe, please don't let me fall. Please, I don't want to die.
You're not gonna die.
I'm bleeding.
Sarah, I got you. Just reach up.
Gabe.
You can do it. Please, baby, just reach up. Reach up.
These days, it sounds like everybody wants the same thing, but everybody wants something different, too. Confusing? You bet. What you need is less noise and one grand bargain. Hi, I'm B-Rock, and here at B-Rock's Grand Bargain Barn, that's what we're all about. Think you can't afford real Social Security? You're wrong. But look over here. Right now, this is B-Rock's Streamline Safety Net, straight off the factory floor. Looks and sounds so much like the real thing, you won't notice the difference until it's too late. You could pay double, and you wouldn't get twice the value. But that's the secret of B-Rock's Grand Bargain Barn. We make the best deals possible, and we pass the pain and hardship on to you. How do we do it? Simple. We deal in volume. That's right. We're louder than anyone else. But wait, there's more. How about these vintage 2001 Bush tax cuts? When they first came out, they were a strictly limited edition scheduled to be gone by 2010. Now, thanks to the superior bargaining power of B-Rock's Grand Bargain Barn, you can enjoy the luxurious fit and finish of $8 more in your pocket every month, straight through to the next election. And who knows when that is? Sure, there are folks who'll offer you higher tax rebates and lower entitlements. But ask them if they offer guaranteed home delivery on time every time. There are even folks who will say you don't even need a grand bargain. But like my accountant Timmy says,
if you're not scared, we're out of business.
But these grand bargains won't be around forever. Hey, you're lucky I can offer them to you today. So don't wait. Act now. Make B-Rock's Grand Bargain Barn your one-stop shop for all your fiscal responsibility needs. And if there's not a Grand Bargain Barn within the sound of my voice, I'll talk louder.
Man, don't you lose her! Don't you let her go!
Don't let me fall! I'm living!
Sir, please!
No! No, I'm living! Gabe! Gabe, don't let me fall! No!
No!
Oh, man, I'm falling! Gabe!
Hit the fiscal cliff. It was a sunny day down in Washington. I took my Chevy out for a spin. While I was stopped at a light, I saw some cars to my right, and then what happened nearly did me in. House Speaker Boehner pulled his wheels next to Senator Reid's, and then they got to an awful tiff. So Boehner said, let's fight, and Reid said, yeah, you're right, let's have a drag race to the fiscal cliff.
Fiscal cliff.
Fiscal cliff is a danger zone.
Fiscal cliff.
It's where grown men go when budgets are blown.
Fiscal cliff.
If our senators cannot agree,
fiscal
they make
cliff.
Massive cuts automatically.
Fiscal cliff.
When the budget
fiscal
talks
cliff
have come to a halt,
fiscal cliff.
People go there and they threaten default.
What will happen if
we hit the fiscal cliff? It was a game of chicken, and I was really scared. I didn't want anyone to die. But Boehner revved it up and said, keep taxes low. And Reid said, no, we must keep spending high. And then it finally happened, what I always feared. And yet it looked as bad as you would think.
Look out, look out, look out.
Our elected reps get it out of control and drove their cars right over the brink.
Fiscal cliff.
Fiscal cliff is a danger zone.
Fiscal cliff.
It's where grown men go when budgets are blown.
Fiscal cliff.
When our congressmen cannot agree.
Fiscal cliff.
Taxes go up automatically.
Fiscal cliff.
When the budget
fiscal
talks have come to a halt.
Fiscal cliff.
People go there and they threaten default.
What will happen?
Well, officer, my memory of that day has never gone away. I often find myself thinking, what if? And what I've realized is if they'd only been wise enough to compromise, well...
One, two, three.
They could have saved us from the fiscal cliff.
Fiscal cliff.
It's the military and the monetary. It's the military and the monetary. Turning brothers and sisters into mercenaries. Turning parts of the planet to a cemetery.
This is Angry Bob, the man with the industrial dick, coming at you loud and clear on WAR Radio. Rise and shine, folks. It's a beautiful day. Just look at that sky. It's a work of art. Ha! Nature never knew colors like that. And a friendly reminder, when you look at it, be sure to wear your shades. The radiation counts way up and the heat wave ain't expected to let up either. Weather control tell us it'll probably hit 110 downtown before nightfall. As for the good news, there is no f***ing good news. So let's rock with one of our golden oldies.
Another day of... soaked. My shoes are wet. My socks are wet. I hate the rain.
Well, maybe the rain hates you.
Yeah, you tell him, Jer.
Who, me? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Maybe the rain hates you. How can we appreciate the sun if we don't have the rain? It irrigates crops!
Look, okay, I think you just better leave,
clean.
All right?
I love the rain!
Not worth it, Jerry.
Look who that dog.
if we don't address global warming now.
There would be massive disruption in some of our most basic systems.
The report says rising sea levels will sink many coastal cities and drought-prone areas will become drier, all because of that 4-degree increase. And extreme weather will become more common and costly.
What this does is put the steroids into the extremes. It really boosts those extremes.
The worst impacts are going to happen in the poorest countries to the poorest people.
I've never seen anything like this before. That many strikes of lightning in one spot?
Our global weather.
Things look a bit wet with a high probability of showers.
A never-ending evolution of unpredictable force with a destination. Nature's wrath comes to the North Atlantic Basin to take out the entire eastern seaboard.
We could control the actual weather.
Before the ocean reclaims the land.
Now for extreme weather, brought to you by USA and China Emissions, proudly producing 44% of world CO2 emissions. Sarah, you're looking like a princess. How's it looking?
Thanks, Hamlet. South warmest global temperatures means plenty of extreme weather on the way. East Africa, Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya. Droughts, hot winds, no rain, crop failures, food shortages, death. Brazil, São Paulo, Rio. Record rain, floods, landslides, and more death. Advice: if you can do so, leave now by car, donkey, or any means possible. The US. Second coldest temperatures on record. Snowstorms everywhere, highways closed, power outages, death. Advice: avoid travel and take up aerobics for the cold. The UK. Northern England, Scotland. Record loads, snowstorms, major transport disruptions. Advice: if you need to fly, drive, or train, don't. Take a sickie, find a good book. Sri Lanka. Record rain, floods, food shortages, high levels of mosquito-borne dengue fever, and more deaths. Advice: run for the hills, don't forget your mosquito repellent. Finally, Australia. Queensland. Record rain, flooding, crocodiles and snakes floating through towns and cities, and death. Advice: if you have an elephant gun, be prepared to use it. If you don't, goodbye. That's all for now. Have a wonderful day.
I mean, all these papers, I mean, there will be a day when all these paper print organizations will have a koala clinging to the last stack of paper.
Because that's where the trees have gone, eh? I wondered where the trees were.
Well, the koalas don't really want to read the paper.
No, they just want to cling on.
Yeah.
I grow tired of chaotic, unpredictable, and wildly fluctuating weather conditions. Left to its own devices, the weather produces nothing but sustained inequality and frustration for all. Therefore, in accordance with the rising tide of public opinion in support of government-imposed climate controls, I would like to take an already popular idea one step further. I believe that the federal government should impose regulations on all weather within the boundaries of the United States, under the following plan. 1. In accordance with the principle of universal equality, the temperature in all locations of the country will henceforth be made equal. The government will accomplish this by a massive redistribution of heat from warmer locations to cooler locations. 2. The temperature in all locations shall henceforth be fixed at 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Global warming and global cooling are to be entirely outlawed. If the weather refuses to cooperate with these requirements, fines will be imposed on it in proportion to its deviation from the legal temperature. These fines are expected to be sufficient to fund the remainder of the proposals outlined here. 3. Every location in the country will henceforth receive an equal amount of precipitation at precisely the same time during the day. No location shall be permitted to have more water than any other location, and any person shown to possess water in excess of the permitted quota will be fined $5,000 for every liter of water possessed. 4. All unfair and monopolistic combinations of weather, such as hurricanes, tornadoes, snowstorms, thunderstorms, warm spells, cool spells, and other apparent schemes of collusion among elements in the Earth's atmosphere are henceforth outlawed. By order of the federal courts, each of these weather combinations can be dissolved into smaller components that will be spread evenly throughout the country. This plan is surely in accordance with our ever-present drive for equal opportunity in all areas of life. Why should farmers in cooler regions deal with shorter growing seasons than farmers in warmer areas? Would it not be to our advantage to equalize growing seasons everywhere, so as to achieve a level playing field? By equalizing weather throughout the country, the government can give all individuals an identical physical environment to live and work in, therefore eliminating unfair advantages that some people might receive by living in a climate which is more favorable to their development than others. If an Inuit in Alaska wishes to grow peaches, or a Hawaiian seeks to open a sweater selling shop in mid-July, they should be permitted to do so without experiencing discomforts or handicaps. The weather should not be allowed to discriminate against people based on characteristics such as geographical location and lack of foresight. If the weather persists in denying equal opportunity to all Americans, it shall again be fined. Some might object to this proposal, contending that the government cannot violate natural laws, namely, the laws of physics and chemistry that determine weather patterns. Yet this objection is without merit, for past precedent has amply demonstrated that the government can and does attempt to violate natural laws. The laws of economics, the laws of ethics, the laws of logic, the law of cause and effect, and the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution. Adding the laws of physics and chemistry to that list is fully in accord with the unlimited right of politicians to redefine the elements of external reality to suit their own ends. In our noble efforts as a society to afford legally enforced equality to everything, we shall finally be rid of the ghastly climate inequality which plagues our country. Gone will be the days of climate-based oppression, where one class of individuals unfairly exploits advantageous weather opportunities at the expense of everybody else. Let us march on to a brighter tomorrow, under the auspices of benevolent leaders, who will finally enable the weather to conform to the principles of social justice.
But for some locals, the penguins have come too close for comfort. They've been breaching the fences and invading property.
And the noise at night is unreal.
Their numbers are now in the thousands. Penguins of
political extremism seem to have become part of everyday life.
Penguins of
It doesn't matter how far you run.
Penguins of
there are some demons you just can't escape.
Hey yo, this is going out to Barry Yo. And all those who've been in mama signs. I hope y'all still reachable. I know this psychosis is treatable. All our tracks are eatable. You can even use this song as a teaching tool.
Once again. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 4, 5, 1. Love. The planet is dying, so you can keep the change. My job options are still dying. My mother weeps the same. We tear muscles to own rubble, borrow money from Big Trouble or Little China, while the city breathes decay. Some people cried, I shook my head when they made you a made man, lord of the light, whore of the angels. Boots on the ground and death from above, like Libya or Pakistan today. He supports Al-Qaeda in Syria. So where do his loyalties really lie at? Why is he spying on you and I from a phone jack? That's why he's giving out all of these phones black. It's water off a duck's back, opium in a rucksack, crude petroleum in Iraq. Same shit, different toilet. Tennessee Titans to Houston Oilers. How many bankers got knocked for fucking robbing all us? None yet. The public interest suffers while money swells from his war chest. And this is fascism, Mein Kampf, and all hails. The only industry growth has been international arms sales. And that's a fact, look it up, it's in the books. Wow, might as well check the internet scene as niggas don't read books now. So let it be known, the payloads delivered by army drones throughout the developing world is cause for the poultry to march home. The care package is cash loans for the big banks and the Dow Jones, and the foreclosed brownstones is evidence of the false hope he holds. So let it be known.
Stephen Hawking, astrophysicist and arguably one of the smartest people on the planet, warned us about the possibility of aliens from outer space.
Hawking says that if extraterrestrials visit us, the outcome might be similar to when Columbus landed in America. In other words, it didn't turn out too well for Native Americans.
Reports are coming in. Every major city in the world is experiencing the same encounter.
They're everywhere.
The further we get out of the city, the better off we are.
He's right.
We have no idea what they're capable of. Run! Hide!
Don't you get it? We're at war.
As planned, the Emergency Population Control Bill will take effect at midnight on the first of the year. Eager citizens are already lining up at sterilization centers, which will be opened around the clock to aid in the transition to what the president termed a clean break with procreation.
Here they come, international loan sharks, backed by the guns of market-hungry military profiteers, whose word is a swamp and whose brow is smeared with the blood of the poor. Who rob life of its quality, who render rage a necessity, by turning countries into labor camps, modern slavers and dragons, champions of freedom.
There's no country on earth that would tolerate missiles raining down on its citizens from outside its borders.
Sinister, cynical instrument who makes the gun into a sacrament. The only response to the deification of tyranny by so-called developed nations, idolatry of ideology. North, south, east, west, kill the best and buy the rest. Just spend a buck to make a buck. You don't really give a flying fuck about the people in misery. IMF, dirty MF, takes away everything it can get. Always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with insupportable debt.
They're just having nowhere to run. There is nowhere to escape. It's like exactly fishing. It's like exactly shooting a barrel full of fish and in a closed zone. This is what's happening in the Gaza Strip.
See the paid off local bottom feeders passing themselves off as leaders. Kiss the ladies, shake hands with the fellas, and it's open for business like a cheap bordello. And they call it democracy. And they call it democracy. And they call it democracy. And they call it democracy.
What happens if you do or don't ascend? What will happen to those that do not ascend? No one knows exactly what will happen or exactly what to expect.
What will happen to those that do not ascend?
Firstly, it should be understood that those that do not ascend are not being punished in any way. The fact is that they will experience tidal waves, earthquakes, and firestorms. They will experience the full brunt of earth changes, accompanied with loss and tragedy. But as I said, this is not a punishment.
Well, those Pentagon computers are pretty sharp.
Sending us three women.
Well, supposing China did destroy the world, there'd be nothing left for us to come back?
Come on, Doc, you're space happy. You've been reading the pulps again. Doomsday. Get him.
But as I said, this is not a punishment.
The greatest crisis in human history is upon us. The Earth is going to be tried by fire.
There are over 550 million firearms in worldwide circulation. That's one firearm for every 12 people on the planet. The only question is, how do we arm the other 11?
Think in the mind of the enemy. The fear to attack.
I'm a screaming pretty words, trying to make them rhyme. I'm in the rubber. Boom, doom, zoom, doom, boom, boom. Rubber,
boom. Cockwood X Radio, broken news for broken listeners.